Troy Ago Dealership. In our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Dambic Bank. Let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
14 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the community news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The community news is brought to you with a compliment of Zamtel. Zamtel, come home.
The headlines. Chama man takes own life after brutal attack on wife. And government works to harmonize council salaries. With the community news, I am Paddy Mugando. A 24-year-old man from Chama district in the Eastern Province has allegedly taken his own life by ingesting an unknown poisonous substance a day after allegedly attacking his wife with a machete. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba confirmed the deceased as Medson Kumwenda of Chivalila Village under Chief Kambombo and said the incident occurred between 04 hours on the 27th of September and 11 hours on the 28th of September 2025. Mr. Mwemba says Kumwenda and his 20-year-old wife, Timanye Mutambo, had been living together since their marriage in November 2022 and have a 2-year-old daughter. Tensions reportedly arose after allegations that Kumwenda had impregnated another woman from Chitanda village. The confrontation escalated on the 27th of September when Kumwenda allegedly attacked his wife with a machete, inflicting severe injuries, including a deep cut to the back of the head and neck, an amputated finger, and multiple bruises. Kumwenda fled the scene after the assault. Villagers later discovered Kumwenda's body in a field along the Lumbu River banks. The scene showed signs consistent with poison ingestion. The government is working to harmonize salaries under local authorities with those of the central government. Eastern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Louis Mwepe stated that this move will allow employees to work in harmony with the devolved functions of some government departments. Currently, salary scales under local authorities are not harmonized with the devolved functions, but this will change. But this change, rather, will ensure equality. Mr. Mwepe says government has introduced Circular No. 15 of 2025, which includes a devolution tracking tool, a web-based platform managed by Smart Zambia Institute. Trend the community news, the headlines once again. Chama man takes own life after brutal attack on wife. And government works to harmonize council salaries. Trend the community news. Keep listening to Sweetheart Radio on Phoenix.
Community news was brought to you with the compliments of Zamtel. Zamtel, come home.
Looking for fast and reliable internet? Zamtel's home fiber gives you high-speed connectivity for streaming, gaming, and work. No buffering, no interruptions. Just the fast and reliable internet you deserve. Call 0955-111-119 or email fttcustomers@zamtel.co.zm to sign up today.
The Zambia Institute of Human Resource Management will host the 20th 2025 annual convention under the theme Adapting to Climate Change, Challenges and Opportunities for HR from 30th to 31st October 2025 at the prestigious Savanna Victoria Falls Hotel in Livingston. The climax of the convention is the HR Excellence Awards Gala Dinner on the 31st of October 2025. Dress code for this thrilling night is black and gold. To participate, 15,500 kwacha for the entire event, 9,500 kwacha for the annual convention only, and 4,000 kwacha for the Excellency Awards Gala Dinner only. Call 0955-404075, email info@zihrm.org.zm, or visit our website www.zihrm.org.zm for detail. Come and be a part of the finest in the nation's HR professionals.
Love that tune right there, bringing our time to 14:09. Hopefully you enjoyed your lunch. What did you have for lunch? I am curious. I had some Nando's. 0978-895-895. That is the number to remember if you do want to come through and contribute. So this show is super interactive. But speaking of the number in particular, the reason why I want you to remember the number is because in a few minutes, let's put it at 1430 in particular. Now, you know the 226841 jackpot, right? Now, we give out money courtesy of Zisk and Phoenix FM to a Zisk customer. So we give you money. We're giving you money. Today's money is totaling 9,000 kwacha. So one lucky person.